Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, May 1st, and country singer Tim McGraw is 54 years old today. I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Pebblebrook High School is getting a new coordinator for its Performing Arts Magnet program. A Kennesaw man faces multiple charges after he robbed a bank before leading police on a high-speed chase through two counties. A new $12 million-plus network of trails is coming to Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park. Governor Brian Kemp has named four new judges in Cobb County courts. An inmate at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center has died after a suicide attempt Wednesday. And vaccine operations at Jim Miller Park are winding down as one in four Cobb residents are fully vaccinated. Plus, we'll take a look around town with MDJ Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also five locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Whoa, suitcase of memories, time after some time.
That's music from the vocal department at the Cobb County Center for Excellence in the Performing Arts at Pebblebrook High School. And they're getting a new coordinator. Starting June 1st, Robert Connor will step into the role as coordinator of the Cobb County Center for Excellence in the Performing Arts at Pebblebrook. Connor, who holds a Bachelor of Arts from Morehouse College and a Master of Fine Arts in Theater from the University of Georgia, has more than 40 years of experience in professional arts and entertainment and has served more than two decades as an arts educator. He's been awarded for his work on the soundtrack to Greenleaf Season 2 and has recorded and arranged vocals for a variety of artists and product jingles. He's performed with artists including Michael Bublé, Gladys Knight, Barry Manilow, Byron Cage, and Cassie Davis, and his film and television credits on stations including Fox and Oprah's OWN network. A Kennesaw man faces multiple charges after North Georgia police say he robbed a bank before leading them on a high-speed chase through two counties. Kennesaw's Brandon David Nunnally allegedly robbed a Fannin County bank. When police attempted to stop his vehicle, Brandon fled at high speed into Pickens County with Gilmer deputies in tow. A deputy used a pit maneuver to wreck the suspect's vehicle, and pictures shared by the sheriff's office on Facebook showed loose dollar bills scattered throughout the wrecked car. Mr. Nunnally was taken into custody and transported to Piedmont Mountainside Hospital for evaluation. A new $12 million-plus network of trails is coming to Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park. The Cobb Department of Transportation is set to break ground this summer on 3.85 miles of multi-use paths in and around the southern portions of the park. Intended for cycling and pedestrian use, the project aims to expand recreational opportunities within the park and better connect existing trails. As envisioned, the 8 to 10 foot wide paved trails will run along Cheatham Hill Road between Powder Springs and John Ward Roads for 2 miles, along Whitlock Avenue for half a mile east of John Ward Road, and along Burnt Hickory Road between Whitlock Avenue and Old Mountain Road for 1.25 miles. The project is a joint venture between the county, the National Park Service, and the City of Marietta. Governor Brian Kemp has named four new judicial appointments in Cobb County. Cobb State Court Judge Henry Thompson will fill the new 11th seat on the Cobb County Superior Court bench, which was created by the Georgia General Assembly. His term will begin January 1st, 2022. Judge Henry Thompson is a former attorney with the Cobb District Attorney's Office. Jarrett Usher, Division Director at the Georgia Bureau of Investigation's Legal Division, will replace Judge Thompson. Another veteran of the Cobb DA's office, she's also worked in the Solicitor General's office and as a staff attorney for the Cobb Superior Court. Meanwhile, State Court Judge Eric Bruton has been tapped to replace retiring Judge David Darden on the state court bench. Judge Bruton previously worked in the court's traffic division, but will now move to the criminal side of the court. That move then required a replacement for Judge Bruton, which will be filled by Ashley Palmer. Attorney Palmer is a senior assistant county attorney in the Fulton County Attorney's Office. She previously worked as a public defender in Clayton County and an attorney at Powell Goldstein LLP.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
An inmate at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center has died after a suicide attempt on Wednesday. The inmate was hospitalized and reported to be in critical condition Thursday afternoon. The hospital's ethics committee agreed to a do not resuscitate order given the nature of his medical condition. The sheriff's office did not release the inmate's name. The inmate faced multiple felony charges and was awaiting extradition to Colorado for alleged crimes of a sexual nature.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
Since March of last year, Jim Miller Park has been ground zero for Cobb's coronavirus response efforts, serving as a testing and vaccination hub. Cobb Douglas Public Health currently offers vaccinations at the park Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. With an eye toward reopening the park for summer festivities, the health department will only be offering vaccination appointments between Wednesdays and Saturdays starting May 17th. As of Thursday, one quarter of Cobb's residents are reported to be fully vaccinated, while the vast majority of residents over the age of 65 have received at least one dose. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersold. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Governor Brian Kemp has scheduled the special election for the open Marietta General Assembly seat for June 15th. The vacancy was created when popular Republican lawmaker Burt Reeves announced his leaving the post to go work for his alma mater, Georgia Tech. Here's the key dates for those interested. To vote, you must be registered by May 17th. Early voting will begin May 24th, and if necessary, a runoff election will be held July 13th. To run for the seat, would-be candidates must qualify with the Secretary of State's office and cough up a $400 registration fee. So far, around town knows of one candidate, Republican Devin Seabaugh. He's vice president with Metro Atlanta Ambulance, has thrown his hat in the ring to replace Reeves. Seabaugh is 55 years old and grew up in Marietta. He played fullback and defensive end for the Marietta High School Blue Devils in the early 80s. He lives in unincorporated Marietta with his wife, Beth. The couple have five children, one of whose names will be familiar to country music fans. His son, Zach, placed fifth in the 2015 season of the NBC singing show, The Voice. Devin has had some political experience. A dozen years ago, he ran unsuccessfully for the Western District seat on the Cobb Board of Commissioners. Governor Kemp could have waited until November to coincide with municipal elections November 2nd, but the legislature will be redrawing district lines to confirm with population shifts recorded by the 2020 census. That redistricting will take place in the fall, and Kemp needs all hands on deck for that task. There will be no primary for this legislative election. Instead, it will be a jungle-style affair, which means potentially there could be multiple Republicans, multiple Democrats, and any other qualified candidates all on the same ballot. To win on the June 15th election day, a candidate needs to get 50% plus one vote. Otherwise, the top two candidates advance to the July 13 runoff. You may recall this didn't work out too well for the Republican Party a few years ago when State Senator Hunter Hill resigned his seat to run for governor. So many Republicans jumped in the race, they diluted the GOP vote, allowing two Democrats, Jen Jordan and Jaha Howard, to advance to the runoff. Jordan ended up winning the seat. Howard moved on, running for and winning a Cobb school board seat in the next elections. Here's one more item related to the 34th House District seat, this one from the Cobb County Republican Women's Club luncheon last Friday. The moderator of the luncheon's legislative panel, Sean Davis, reminded the audience that Reeves' opponent last election was a clown. That's not meant to be derogatory, that's literal. Democrat Priscilla Smith had a penchant for dressing up as a clown-faced Donald Trump and roaming the halls of the state capitol building. She named her over-the-top persona Donna Trump. But she was a clown, not a serious candidate, Davis said, and what worries me is she obtained 43% of the vote against Burt just because she had a D next to her name. He warned the party faithful, but if we have the kind of infighting that we're typically known for, we can lose this seat. Davis is correct. The district had been considered a Republican lock for several years, but consider Reeves' margins of victory over the past few elections. In 2016, Reeves beat his Democrat opponent by 28 points. That dropped to 16 2 years later and was down to 12 points this last go-round. Sally Grubbs, the newly elected chair for the Cobb Republican Party, was the only candidate for that post to invoke the name of Donald Trump in her speech on convention day. We don't know if the 45th president caught wind of Grubbs' campaign pitch, but we do know he's reached out to her. Having concluded her remarks at a recent luncheon, someone from the crowd prompted Grubbs to share who had called her the other night. "I kind of freaked out a little bit," Grubbs explained, "but President Trump called me. It was a private number, and state GOP chair David Schaefer told me that he thought Trump would be calling and to look out for a Florida number. It was a no-caller ID, which means a lot of times I don't take those," Grubbs explained. She was glad she took this call and related the conversation. He said, "Well, hello, Sally. This is your favorite person." I said, "Yes, sir, Mr. President. You are my favorite person." She said the two spoke for 21 minutes. "It was incredible, and let me tell you, y'all make sure your teeth are brushed and your hair is combed and you got on nice wardrobe because the president is watching," she said. "He is here to support us, and he is very much promoting a message of unity, just like we have here in Cobb County." First, we had a Facebook group pushing for the recall of three Cobb school board members. A few days later, another group launched in support of the three. Sharice Davis, Dr. Jaha Howard, and Leroy Trey Hutchins have been front and center since it was revealed the trio had sent a letter to the district's accrediting agency asking for the group to do a special review of the goings-on in the district and especially the fractious environment within the board itself. MDJ senior reporter Thomas Hartwell reached out to the board member support group. A response came, but not from an individual. The answer to Hartwell's questions came as a statement signed by, quote, "the admin team for, in support for Charisse, Jaha, and Trey, and the Cognia Review." Cognia is the accrediting agency the three petitioned. "Hi, Thomas," the statement read. "The group's focus is to show support for the review of Cobb County School District by Cognia. We agree with the decision of Dr. Howard, Ms. Davis, and Mr. Hutchins to reach out to Cognia along with numerous community members on their concerns." The statement also said the school board needs to work together as a whole and not silence members who the group said are trying to support the community. Support group also said it wants the district to be more open with its decisions and transparent across the community and with the entire school board, according to the statement. The actions have caused concern among many students, faculty, administration, and the community itself. A loss of district accreditation would affect college applicants and Hope scholarships and give the system, which is, by the way, the second largest and considered one of the best in the state, a huge black mark. There's also concern about what will happen to property values when the school system goes from a magnet to a repellent. No word on when Cognia's review will begin. It was May 2nd of last year that the Reverend Henry Holly of Marietta peacefully entered his heavenly home. Holly, 92, notched many accomplishments, but was best known as the last living member of the personal team of world-renowned evangelical preacher, the Reverend Billy Graham. At the time of his passing, a private burial service was held, but the family this week announced a memorial and public celebration of Reverend Holly's life will be at 11 a.m. Monday at Johnson Ferry Baptist Church. The Reverend Bryant Wright will officiate. Holly worked with Reverend Graham for 48 years, scheduling and planning the famous Billy Graham Crusades in all corners of the world. The 1973 crusade in Seoul, South Korea, for example, drew more than 1 million people on its final day. Holly served in the U.S. Marine Corps in both World War II and the Korean War before joining the Billy Graham Evangelical Association. Son Hank Holly said the public is invited to Monday's celebration. For those unable to attend the service, it will be live streamed on YouTube. In honor and memory of Holly's life, donations may be made to Johnson Ferry Baptist Church or the Billy Graham Evangelic Association. East Cobb Commissioner Jerrica Richardson was a speaker at the Kiwanis Club of Marietta Thursday, and she was quick to dissuade her listeners from associating her day job with her employer's checkered past. "Yes, I work at Equifax," she said. Post-breach, she repeated. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.